Later this week, we'll in Yirtzeh Hashem celebrate Shavuos. Shavuos and Simchas Torah on some level seem very similar. They're both holidays connected to Torah. We celebrate in Simchas Torah the completion of the Torah and Shavuos the receiving of the Torah. But at the end of the day, it just seems like they're pretty much the same thing. We rejoice in knowing that we have this precious gift called the Torah. Question is, why do we have both holidays? I want to share with you a beautiful answer. An answer given by the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid gave an amazing mashal, a parable, to share an insight. He said there once was a king who was very, very powerful, but had one unfortunate sadness in his life. He never had a child. And they went from doctor to doctor, witch to witch, and no matter what, they couldn't find any way, any cure to have a child. One day in their travels, they found a doctor who said, I'm going to give you a cure, but there's one condition. You will have a daughter, but you will not. This daughter will not be able to see a male, any male at all, until her 18th birthday. And if she does, she'll die. So, of course, the king was overjoyed about the prospect of having a child, but imagine having a child and not being able to rejoice in all the milestones along their childhood. So he figured, let's see what happens. So, as it would be, shortly thereafter, his wife became pregnant. And everything is looking pretty good. And he's saying to himself, that's weird. Maybe this doctor was right. So in the 7th month, they take the queen to a remote island, build an entire community of women. And alas, a short while later, his wife gives birth to a baby girl. So far, it seems like this doctor is spot on. Well, they decide that this child will grow up on this remote island with her mother and never meet her father until the day of her wedding when she's 18 years old. Well, years go by and the king has to live with correspondence by mail, pictures, but never gets to see his daughter in person. Right before her 18th birthday, he puts out a letter to all the princes in the kingdoms surrounding saying, my daughter is of marriageable age. I put her out for anybody that's interested. 500 princes all show up and they say, we'll marry your daughter. But the king gets up beforehand and says, I just need to let everybody know one thing. You won't be able to meet my daughter until the day of the wedding. 499 princes walk out. There's one prince left. What's he to do? 95% of his economy is dependent upon this king. He says to himself, if I leave, that's the end of my economy. How am I going to do it? So he stays, and he agrees to marry the king's daughter. And when the day of the wedding comes, he is shaking and saying to himself, oh my God, what is going to happen to me? This is the end of my life. And yet, when he's underneath the chuppah about to get married, he looks and sees, and the girl is beautiful. And how he thinks to himself, if she's beautiful and the king wouldn't let anybody see her, it must be that there is something seriously wrong with her. He's terrified. He's shaking. He's thinking, my life has truly ended. A couple days later, as he's in this marriage, he thinks, wow, she's really sweet. She's kind. She's sensitive. She's smart. She has everything going for her. And as the weeks and months go by, he realizes, what a find. He approaches the king shortly thereafter and says, listen, dad, my father-in-law, king, I need to ask you a favor. I need you to make me another wedding. He says, what? I spent millions on the last one. Another wedding? He says, yeah. You see, at the last wedding, everybody enjoyed but me. I'd like to have the opportunity to enjoy this wedding. Says the Dubna Magid, it's the same thing with Klal Yisrael. Shavuos, the time they got the Torah, we didn't enjoy. God put a mountain over our head and said, if you don't take it, I'm going to drop the mountain on you. I don't know if that means literally that God picked up the mountain, but the Jewish people were in the desert. Their entire existence is dependent upon their relationship with God. They can't say no to the Torah, or God will shut the valve of water off, and they'll all starve and die in the desert. We didn't enjoy Matan Torah. So it comes along a few months later, we come to Simchas Torah, and we're able to say, but now that I learned the Torah, now that I see the Torah, I see what a treasure I have. That's the duality of Shavuos and Simchas Torah. Shavuos, we celebrate the notion that God chose us. But it's a scary, scary, scary thought. So it takes us a few months of getting to know and understand what being chosen is, for us to recognize what a gift we've received from God. In Yirtzeh Hashem, when Shavuos comes this year and we're sitting and learning, and we're celebrating Matan Torah, it should be with the recognition of, wow, look how lucky we are. And since it's not the first year that we're getting it, we can also take a piece of Simchas Torah in there to realize, Ki em chayenu v'yorech yameinu. The Torah gives us our life, the Torah gives us our sustenance. Enjoy the Torah and learn so much of it.